At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. But that won't be my name for that much longer because I'm engaged. I don't think anyone was expecting this episode. So I'm like really excited to put this out. I don't think I was expecting this episode either. So this is going to be a lot of fun. If you are watching on Spotify, on YouTube, then you can see that it does look quite lopsided. It's just big. So I'm recording this like right away now before I have to give the ring back to get sized. I do think we're going to go down a half a size because it's just really big on me. I don't think that little like grippy blocker things is enough. So if you're like, what the hell, it's slanted, it's just a sizing issue, but that's okay. It's normal. It's common. It happens. So I will be getting this fixed and perfected ASAP. I'm kind of speechless, which will not work for this type of content because I do need to speak, but it's going to take a lot out of me to find the right words to say because this is just such a moment. Like, if you're with me for a while, if you follow me through social media, if you listen to the podcast, if you're an OG, you know, part of my community, then you are like, you were with me through all this. I don't even know how to say it. It's just like, holy shit, like it's here. Like the moment I've talked about so many times, the thing that I prayed for so many times over all these years, the only thing that I ever felt like I was missing in life. I always was like, I'm so appreciative of my life. I love my life. I have everything. Like, what more could I want? What more can I ask for? It was always just love. It was always just my man, just that one missing piece. And the fact that I knew that I found him when I met my boyfriend. I knew. And like, I have loved him since the day that I met him. I knew that we were going to be together. I knew that he was the one for me. That's not even a question. But there's nothing like the commitment of that proposal, of being asked, will you marry me? There's nothing like that security of knowing now, like, okay, yes, we will be together forever. Like, yeah, of course, you say that with a boyfriend and whatnot, but there's just a different energy to it. I mean, obviously, like, they gave you a ring, they asked you to marry them. Of course, it's a different energy, but like, there's no greater feeling than that sort of security. And I cannot even put into words how I feel. Everyone's biggest question, you know, I've told, like, obviously all my friends and family was like, were you shocked? Were you surprised? Like, were you expecting it? And just wait until you see these pictures. You'll know I obviously was shocked. Like, I, again, speechless, like took my breath away, was not anticipating it at that moment whatsoever. What I will say is like, listen, I'm intuitive. I'm a woman. We are not kids. You know, we're older. Like, I know it's coming, obviously. Like, I couldn't wait. Like, when is it? Like, you know, like I knew that we were going to get engaged. It's not a surprise because why would I be in a relationship with him if I didn't think we were going to get engaged, you know? So like, the fact that we are now engaged and going to get married is not a surprise. It was just a matter of when the fuck is it going to happen? Like, that is where the surprise is. So I had literally no idea that it was that day. And I think people get the idea of like when it'll be and things like that because not everyone does as many, like, this is going to sound weird, but like, we do a lot of things, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're doing things. So not everybody is always like having a jam packed schedule like that with so many things and getting dressed up all the time and all that. So there has been plenty of different times that it could have been. We've gone to the nicest restaurants and we've gone to shows and we're out in the city and we go on vacation and we go here and we go there. So like, anytime that I'm like on TikTok, like, oh, date night, and I'm all dressed up, the comments are like, I smell an engagement tonight, or anytime that we go on vacation, people are like, it's definitely going to happen. And I'm like, probably not, because we just like go on vacation all the time. We go out to dinner all the time. Like, so there's so many different times it could have happened. So like, you know, it's coming in general because you know you're going to get engaged in the near future, but you have no idea when your schedule is like ours, which eventful day it's going to be. And so this happened December 14th, which was like our second annual Christmas extravaganza. If you guys saw last Christmas, you know, that was our first, like last year, we only have been together since last year. So last year, Christmas, we're like, oh my God, we're going to do everything. It's our first time, you know, having Christmas together, which actually, realistically, my boyfriend, well, ooh, my fiance just said the other day, like, wow, this is our first Christmas actually together, because last Christmas, yes, we did so many things, but I and my family went to Italy last year for Christmas. We left December 14th last year. So December 14th, 2023 was like a hard day. I was so excited to go to Italy with my family, but I was so upset that like I just got a boyfriend for the first freaking time and we can't have Christmas together. So we did all Christmas things in like November and early December. But then December 14th to, you know, like essentially the end of December, like after Christmas, I was there. So we didn't have Christmas, like actual Christmas together. And that's like a big deal because we both are like Christmas people. So he said recently, this is our first actual time like having Christmas together. And now this year, December 14th, exactly a year later, was an amazing day because we were having our, like I said, Christmas extravaganza, which we were just going to go into the city. This was our plan, okay, from what I knew. We were going to start the day ice skating at Central Park. Then we were going to try, if you're watching this, I'm doing air quotes because the trying is not accurate. We were going to try to do afternoon tea at the Plaza Hotel, which is like an absolute dream come true, anything I could ever want and wish for. Last year, when we were in the city doing our Christmas stuff, we tried to go to the Plaza. You could not get in unless you had a room reservation, even at night. It's like 10 o'clock, no one's around. And we were like, we just want to see the trees in the lobby. No entrance unless you have a room reservation, unless you're staying here. So, you know, last year, I remember being like, one year, one day, we have to stay at the Plaza. Like, I'm dying to go. I don't even care what year because I know it's super expensive. So, like, hold off on it until we can do it. But, like, just one year, I'm dying to stay at the Plaza. I want to go inside. I want to do tea and the whole shebang. So now, I knew you can't get into the Plaza without a reservation. But he said, And I'm not like the researcher. I don't look things up. I'm not the planner. He is. So he was like, oh, I looked it up. Like, it's actually not that hard to get in. I don't even remember what he said. Maybe he said he'd give someone at the door some money, like whatever the case was. He's like, yeah, we'll try. Like, I'll see if I could get us in and we'll do tea. And he's like, and if we can't, then we just grab lunch somewhere else. And then also part of our quote unquote plan was that we were staying at the Park Lane Hotel, which is like directly across from the Plaza. So getting me over to Central Park to that area was no issue whatsoever because it's like, yeah, we have this whole plan. We'll do ice skating, then we'll try to get tea. If not, we'll do lunch. Then we're going to check into the Park Lane Hotel. And then we were like going to do our things at night. I don't know. It was just like, this is what we do. You know, this is just what we do. He's like, I have dinner reservations. We'll do this and that. We'll go see the tree at Rockefeller Center. Like, again, it's just sure. Cool. Like, not 1 ounce of this was out of the norm. Not 1 ounce of this was like made me suspicious. Like, this is just what we do. So I had posted a TikTok in the morning, like, here's my outfit of the day. I listed everything that I just said that we're going to do. And then I was like, I have an outfit for the night. I'll take a video at the night. Spoiler alert, I did not take a video of my outfit at night because I was like, yeah, we're going to check into a hotel and then change and then go out for dinner and like other stuff and whatever. So in that video, I'm like fully anticipating, you know, ice skating and all that, which by the way, I am bundled to the gods. Like I am in 500 layers because I'm thinking I'm going ice skating, obviously. So I'm like super, super, super bundled up. I literally said in that video, if my man does not want to hear me complain all day, I need to be bundled, because when I'm cold, I hate like being outside. So, and forget it, with ice skating, I'd be frozen. So I, you know, that was whatever. That was just like a little funny thing that I said in the video. Cause I know him, cause he's like, no complaints. He's loving life. I don't think I've ever heard him complain about anything. He's just like always on a good note. I don't know. He's very, 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 very positive. And I'm just a girl. We complain. That's just what we do. So I'm like, I better be bundled up. I better be warm. Otherwise, he's not going to want to hear it. Anyway, we get to the city around 11 o'clock in the morning. Keep in mind, because I think that we're staying at the Park Lane Hotel. So I'm like, he was looking for street parking. I'm like, why would you park on the street? There's like, you know, the parking garage or the valet, whatever it is, of the hotel. I'm like, go to the Park Lane Hotel. Let's just park there. He's like, nah, I'd rather park on the street. Obviously, because we weren't staying there, but I didn't know that. So then whatever. So we get to, you know, Central Park, and we're just like walking on like the outskirts of the park, so we're not like deep into the park where it's like all the foliage and everything. Like, we're just on the outside. So as we're walking around the outside, we see these big rocks, and people are standing up on the rocks taking pictures, because behind the rocks is like a beautiful view of like, you know, city skyline, whatever, the buildings. So as we're like, you know, seeing all that, he's like, oh, look at that, like, that looks nice, you want to take a picture over there? And a lot of people that I've said this to have said to me, did that make you suspicious? Because I think people would just think I'm the one who's like, good background, let's take a picture. But actually, he is way more than me. Back in the day, I was always like scouting for locations to take a picture and whatnot. But I feel like as I got older, I don't know if it's necessarily only after I've been with him. Like, I can't pinpoint when this like transition happened, but at some point as I got older, I just don't have that same like energy. Like, I'm not always looking for a spot to take a picture the way I used to. Like, I would stop anywhere, no matter where I am, party, public, no matter what. It's like, this is a good spot, I want to take a picture right here. So I didn't, like, I don't know, I haven't been like that in a while. So when they were asking like, oh my God, did that, was that like a dead giveaway? I'm like, no, because that's so normal of him. He's always on the lookout for me because he knows that I like to take content and stuff. So it's not like he's just the type who loves to take pictures. It's him doing it like for me, kind of, you know, whenever we're away on vacation, he's the one who says to someone, can you take a picture of us? Like, I never go up to people and do that. So it's totally normal. He's just always like on the lookout. So when he said, oh my God, that's like such a sick background, like the city skyline, you want to take a picture there? I'm like, yeah, okay. So we walk over to the rocks, we go up, and there's all different people there. Thank God there was not a ton of people. He actually was a little disappointed because we were supposed to get there earlier, and his plan was that if we were there earlier, less people would be there, but there were still not a lot of people. He knows that I did not want like anything big in public with like lots of people around, like the letters, all that stuff, a whole show. Please, that's like my nightmare. No shame to anyone else who does that. It is just not my personality. So he was a little nervous that I would be like unhappy because there were some people there. The plan was just to get there. We were supposed to be there like anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour earlier, but I took a while to getting ready, my hair, all different things. And so we did run a bit behind schedule, but honest to God, one, there were not a lot of people, so it really wasn't bad, so it wasn't crowded. But two, when you're in that moment, no one else in the world even exists. You don't even see these other people. I didn't even see them. I blacked out. They were like not even there in my mind. So in any case, you know, there was a guy taking pictures of the skyline just like everybody else. So my fiance went right up to the guy and said, he gave him his phone and said, can you take a picture of us? So whatever, the guy snaps two pictures on his phone, and then Joe turns to me and I'm like, oh my God. And the guy then puts Joe's phone in his pocket and whips out a professional camera and starts taking like legit pictures of us. And the whole thing happens. again, speechless. I was like, oh my God, right now, this is happening right now. If I were to even think that it was going to happen that day, I would not think it's happening at 11 o'clock in the morning. I would think it's happening before we go to dinner, like at night. Like, so talk about like being thrown off, you know? So it happened. I couldn't even hear anything. I couldn't even see the ring. I have like a big fur coat pretty much blocking my eyes. I have on earmuffs blocking my ears. So actually right before that happened, when we were just walking around like to the park in general, I had just told him, I can hardly hear anything, so speak up. Because he was talking to me and he has a scarf on and a coat on, so he's already kind of muffled. Like, you know, his mouth was covered, so I couldn't read his lips. And I have the earmuffs on, so I couldn't hear. So I had just said that to him. So then when this is happening, I like, on top of it, I'm blacked out. So I really can't even hear anything. I don't even think I said anything for so long. I was so overwhelmed in the best way possible. I'm not saying like, oh my God, that was overwhelming, I couldn't handle it. I'm like, oh my God, that was the best moment of my life, that you don't even know what to do in that moment because you've never experienced anything so surreal before. Like, that's how I just imagine you're dreaming about something for so many years. You're hoping and praying for something for so many years. So at that point, it's really just like a figment of your imagination. It's not reality. So it's just a thing that you fantasize about and dream about and think about, and you see it happen to other people, and it makes it not a real life thing because you've never experienced it. But then when it happens to you, anything that you ever thought you were going to say or do just goes out the window. You can't possibly prepare enough for this moment. That's how I feel. And like I said, how many times I'm like, yeah, it's coming, it's coming. Like, I would imagine it could have came at any point in time with anything that we did. But no matter how many different ways that I would have braced myself, it would have never prepared me for how to act, what to do, what to say, how to move your face. Like, my, please, I really needed a minute, because the photographer was like, okay, like, are you ready to like go down and like take some more pictures in the park? And I was like, hold on. I'm like, I need to wipe my face. I have like mascara running down my face. Like, I'm a mess. So he was like, no problem. Like, take a minute to yourself. Like, digest what's going on right now. Like, just relax. Also in that moment, you know, I'm asking him a million questions before we just like revert to the photographer and start taking pictures. So I had said to him that one of the first things I said to him with this ring on now was, I can't go ice skating with this ring on my hand, because obviously if I go ice skating, I'm bound to fall at some point. So I'm like, I can't go ice skating with this on my hand, on my finger. And he's like, well, that's fine, because we're actually not going ice skating at all. We are going to go check into the freaking Plaza. I got us a suite at the Plaza. And we have the tea reservation waiting for us. So all we're going to do right now is take some pictures, and then we're going to go to the Plaza and have some afternoon tea and check into our freaking suite. Okay. I'm probably going to say the word speechless in this podcast 7,000 times, because I was speechless yet again. I was so excited, over the moon, elated. Like, I couldn't believe that one good thing after the next was just like, I had just gotten engaged, which was a dream come true. And then I'm told that I am staying at the Plaza. We're not actually staying at Park Lane, which I'm sure is also a beautiful hotel, but I never even heard of it before. So I had no emotional connection to it. Great hotel, sure, whatever. Never even saw a picture of it. Never heard the name. It meant nothing to me, you know, like, that was it. Okay, we're just going to stay at a hotel. So hearing that my other dream was coming true of staying at the Plaza, all within the same 5 minutes of my biggest dream coming true, was just, again, overwhelming. I was like, oh my God, I can't breathe. Like, I feel like I'm going to pass out. This is the best thing, best day in my life. Like, you would think that I planned this engagement with how perfect and on point, and the details of every single part of it being just everything I could ever dream of. You would think that I told him like when, where, and how, like, and I didn't, nor did he want that at all. Like, I mean, not saying that I would have, because I always wanted to be surprised for my engagement too. But there's so many girls who like tell, like have like engagement rules. Like, this is what I want, this is what I don't want. And I think we all have certain things. One of those things for me was that I didn't want friends and family there, which I'm so glad. I never like formally said to him, here are my engagement rules. It's just, these were conversations that we had in general. And so I had always said, like, I really value a very intimate proposal where it's literally just us. And I feel that way more now than ever, because I had heard stories of people being like, yeah, my friends and family weren't there and I wish that they were. I could tell you right now, after my experience, I am so glad that they weren't. Because I was truly so overwhelmed that if I had to then, like, if I couldn't take time to process and it just be us, and I had to like turn around and then now everyone's there right at that moment, or like, you know, you walk into the park and it's like, surprise, we're all here as well. I think that would have been way too much for me. I just wanted that moment to be between him and I, and only about the two of us and about nobody else. Doesn't mean that I don't love my family as much as everybody else. I absolutely do. But that moment was for us. And so much was going on in my head. I was about to have a freaking breakdown of excitement. I just was so like, I don't know. It would have been too much for me to then, on top of all of this emotional high, have to like hug everybody and answer everybody's questions and talk to everybody. Like, I just wanted it to be me and him. We were the only two people in the world. Like I said, there were even some people around taking pictures of the skyline. I didn't even notice them there. Like, that's how much to me we were in our own world, like only the two of us. So I'm really, really, really glad that he did not do that. I did record everyone's reactions because I screen recorded all of my FaceTimes telling everybody. And honestly, I cry watching them back because every single person was so surprised. But in general, I had no part in planning anything. I never knew how he was going to do it. Like, no idea. I never gave him a preference. I never gave him an idea. Like, he, again, would not have wanted to hear it anyway because he wanted it to be his gift to me. Like, I'm doing this for you. I want you to be completely surprised. I want you to have no part in this whatsoever. So that was just perfect. And I think the best thing that I could possibly feel or have done was give, like, just trust him and have that like certainty and security that he knows me. He knows what I want. He knows what I like. I don't even have to tell him. I don't even have to ask. I never in a million years would have been like, I would love to get engaged at Christmas time at the plaza. Like, I would have gotten engaged 6 months ago in the summer. Like, you know, it was like, for him to choose this time of year, which is my favorite time of year, to do the plot, like, just the way he did it, knowing that, like, I'm a Christmas junkie and, like, this is me. Like, this is my true personality and this is what, like, makes my soul happy. You just can't make this shit up. Like, he did it so perfectly and I'm so glad that I trusted him the way that I did. Because I'm such a control freak that it would not surprise me if I was like, can I just give you like a few suggestions? You know what I mean? Like, but he wouldn't even accept that anyway. And so I'm glad that that never happened. So right when we walked into the park after the engagement, like the proposal happened and then we were going to take more pictures with the photographer. So we walked like more into the park. As we're walking into the park, A Thousand Years is playing, like someone's playing A Thousand Years on the violin. You know, the Christina Perry song, every girl loves that song. This song has meant so much to me for so long, for so many years. That song is like over 10 years old. And I have listened to that song. I've cried to that song, actual tears when I'm singing it. I'm an Aquarius. Music is very important to us. Crying, praying to that song. Because it's so like, I just always felt like that's how I'm going to feel. Like, she's literally talking about like, all along, I believed I would find you. Like, it was just a matter of time. Time has brought your heart to me. I've loved you for 1,000 years. I'll love you for 1,000 more. Like, it just, I don't feel like that this is a unique or original thing. I think, like I said, every girl loves that song. I feel like it's probably one of the more popular like wedding songs. It's not going to be our like first dance song. Like we've actually spoken about that in the past, like way before even getting engaged, like what our song would be. And that's not one of them because it is too popular. Like everybody has it as one, but even aside from that, it's like still one of our songs, quote unquote, just because of how much I love it. And I always play it. And I always tell him like, this is how I feel. And this is how I always knew that I would feel. Like, it's just, it really like just captures that feeling of like waiting so long to find your love. And then you finally find your love. And it feels like it's been 1,000 years, but I've been loving you since before I even knew you. I loved you before I even met you. I've just always held this space and waited for you. So it started to play on the violin literally as we're walking into the park. So I thought that he like planned that because it was right on cue. Like we walked in and then he started to play it on the violin. I was like, oh my God, my favorite song is playing. I was like, did you plan that? And him and the photographer were laughing because he was like, no, but that's actually insane. Like we both got the chills. It was like a really sweet moment and just like a holy shit moment because he was playing before we walked into the park. I could hear from the distance that he was playing. Oh my God. Oh my God. Why am I drawing a blank? What's that love song? Wait, oh my God. Oh my God. It's like one of the most popular. Oh, I Can't Help Falling in Love. I'm like, wait, what was it? Most popular love song to ever exist. Can't Help Falling in Love with You. That was like finishing. So we were walking toward that spot and I could hear that song was playing and finishing. And then we like enter and he goes right into 1,000 years. So I thought it was like part of his thing. I'm like, did you plan that? And he was like, no, but I could take credit for it because that's how perfect it was. It was so on point that if he said, yes, I had these songs lined up in this order at this time when we're entering, that I would have 100% believed it because it was that perfect.
Okay, girls, I got a question for you all to think about. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out because I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine how different your life would be if you had the tools to stop settling, to start raising your standards, and to start getting everything you want in life. And guess what? You can get all the tools through my Queens of Confidence coaching program. It's a self-paced, 8-module digital program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts and worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program too. Topics of the Queens of Confidence program include external validation, feminine energy, masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and yes, more. You can get instant access to the entire program right now, and best of all, you can watch and learn at your own pace because your access is granted forever. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's the best investment I've ever made into myself. Vic is the best person to learn from. She's a true expert when it comes to confidence. Worth every penny." And I've taken a couple of courses where they sound rehearsed or just repeat the same cookie cutter things. Your course is the complete opposite and your everyday examples really drive your points home. So girls, it's your time. Invest in yourself, you're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you for changing your life for the better. Head to victoriaalario.com or click the link in the show notes and get the Queens of Confidence program now. If you know me, then you know how much I love the finer things in life, but there is nothing I love more than luxury at an affordable price. That's why I'm always talking about how much I love Quince. It's my go-to shop for luxury essentials for less. From 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from only $50 to washable silk tops and organic cotton sweaters, truly no one else compares. And by the way, I have that Mongolian cashmere sweater in 4 colors: black, brown, ivory, and camel. So needless to say, I'm obsessed, and yes, you will be too. All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices so they cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us, which of course we love. Aside from the sweaters, I have so many styles from Quince, including the washable stretch silk tee and the cotton crew neck tee, which are my absolute staple pieces for dressing up or dressing down a look. Everyone's always asking about my elevated basics because no one can ever find the perfect white tee to go with jeans for a daytime look or the perfect silky tee to go with other pants for a night out, and I recommend Quince every single time. I also love to style all of the tops that I have from them with their ultra stretch point ankle pants because they're dressier and thicker than a legging, but more versatile than trousers or jeans, and they look so good tucked into boots, which is my favorite style. So give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/forthegirls for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forthegirls to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forthegirls. Do you ever feel overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, girls, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. And then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through too. Menstrual cycles, menopause, and even though it's a natural process, it doesn't make it any easier to go through. But the good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body adapt to any stressors, like all chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So it's perfect for women who struggle with all different life-disrupting symptoms, such as PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, or uncontrollable cravings, menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, or even poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or even occasional bloating and gas. So in other words, Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is here to make women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They made no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today. I was today years old when I found out that the average bottle of water contains 240,000 tiny particles of plastic, and I never moved faster in my life to make a switch in my daily routine. So I found LifeStraw, which is the only water filter dispenser that removes over 30 contaminants, including microplastics, bacterias, PFAS, and improves the taste of your tap water. I personally had no idea how contaminated bottled water can be, but I always feel so guilty constantly restocking so much plastic in my house. So I always drank tap water, but my fiance would never because, to put it bluntly, he thinks it tastes gross. Now that we've been using LifeStraw, I feel so much better and guilt-free knowing I'm drinking safe water, and my fiance actually thinks the improved taste has been such a game changer that now he drinks it too. And it was seriously the easiest change I ever made. So goodbye, microplastics, bacteria, and gross-tasting water. No more nasties. Use code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off of the purchase of any LifeStraw home product at lifestraw.com. Offer cannot be combined with other promotions.
And honestly, all day today, because, you know, finally, like, today was my day alone to, like, process. I've been, like, listening to that song on repeat. All the songs that I love. That song, Bless the Broken Road, Can't Help Falling in Love. That's why I was like, wait, why am I drawing a blank? I literally was just listening to that song. So many different songs. I actually have a whole playlist that I had made. It's just like my own like private playlist. I'm trying to show it on the screen, but it just my own private little playlist on Spotify. I wish I could see the date that I made this. Let me see if it's possible. No, I can't. But I made it a long time ago. And it's all love songs. The literal title of the album is all just emojis. It's a white heart, praying hands, an engagement ring, a bride and a groom. All the emojis. Because I was like, these are my like praying love song, like manifest like type of songs like that make me feel this way about love. And I'm already with my boyfriend at this point. It's not like I'm manifesting a boyfriend. It's just like, you know, to bring that energy of love, like, and just like really praying and hoping to get married. Like, that's just what I want. And so these are my songs that like make me feel that way. So those are some. Oh, Thank God by Kane Brown is also like, that's another big song for us. He actually introduced me to that song. He like put it on once and was like, this is how I feel about you. And I fell in love with that song. Then I also have Lover by Taylor Swift, In Case You Didn't Know by Brett Young, You Make It Easy by Jason Aldean. And then a lot of old songs too. Like I love Sam Cooke. So Nothing Can Change This Love and You Send Me, both by Sam Cooke. Love, 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 love. I have a lot of like violin and string songs on there as well because I like to listen to them. So like A Thousand Years, all of those songs that I already mentioned before, I have not only like the singing versions, but I also have the string versions, like the instrumental. Those are the words, instrumental. And it sounds like what you would hear in a church or at a wedding. I love listening to them like that. They honestly make me so emotional. I'm not kidding when I say I cry to songs. Like I cry even to those with no words just because the music like makes me so emotional. I have a lot of Michael Bublé, the Beatles, Ed Sheeran, the Teskey Brothers, Forever You and Me. I love that song. A lot, even some fun songs are on here. Frankie Valli, the Ronettes, however you say them. They sing, be my little baby, that one. Oh, I love You're the First, the Last, My Everything. Frank Sinatra, oh, Etta James, Gavin DeGraw, Jonas Brothers. So Fly With Me by the Jonas Brothers was always my favorite song to like literally ever exist. And it's one of like our songs. And I wish that they put out a full version of the slow, because they did randomly put out like a slow version of it with a girl, which I wish that they didn't because I want it to be just them. Because I would make that our wedding song. I would make that our first dance song. But Fly With Me is kind of fast. And I don't want a fast first dance song. I want to make everybody fucking cry. I want like not a dry eye in the house. I want it to be very emotional. So in my mind, I know what our song is going to be. I'm not 100% sure if he's like fully on board because I don't actually recall us confirming. I kind of like decided in my head. Keep in mind, we just got engaged 2 days ago. So all of these things when I talk about wedding stuff is him kind of like, okay, we'll worry about it when the time comes. So I like already talk about wedding songs and whatnot. And I'm pretty sure that I know what it's going to be. And I will just confirm that with him and then you'll find out when we get married. But yeah, it's not going to be, A Thousand Years. That will be a part of our wedding in some way. I would love to like walk down the aisle, like instrumental, like I said, the string, the violin, whatever. I would love to still incorporate that somehow. I just know it's not our first dance song. And then, you know, we have so many songs that are really, really important to us. And Fly With Me will be a part of it. I'm like, maybe we can make like a last dance song. Like just like our one final dance is like just us two. It'll be Fly With Me because it's fast. And it's just not emotional enough to be the first, like, you know, the first song. So, but I want it to be there because I love, love, love that song. And he does too. And I never told him that it was my favorite song just because he doesn't listen to the Jonas Brothers. But last year when I went to a Jonas Brothers concert, I put together that morning, I had put together a playlist of my favorite Jonas Brothers songs. And so I sent it to him and he legit wrote back, Fly With Me is my favorite song from the playlist. So that was it. Game over. You got to marry him at that point. So he was on the same page. I'm like, holy shit, I can't believe you just said that. It's my favorite song ever. Like now we have to get married and dance to that song. So it'll be included. But yeah. Anyway, I'm going on a tangent. But yeah, that was the whole thing with the music. I've been listening to it all day today, crying. I'm a mess. I feel amazing at the same time, though. I'm just very emotional. So then, yeah. So after, you know, we took some pictures in the park. And that was really that. Then we went to the plaza. We checked in. The room was unfucking real. Afternoon tea was amazing. Like everything that I hoped and wished that it would be, it was. And so, yeah, the rest of the night, we just enjoyed Christmas in the city, like as we would in on any other normal, you know, day in December. So we did go to dinner. Obviously, I asked him all the questions. Tell me this, tell me that. Like that post-engagement debrief is the best feeling in the world. Like, this is why I also think, like, it was important for it to just be us, because I didn't even have answers to these questions. So if it was like we got engaged and then everyone was around, like, then that's it. Everyone's around. The intimacy is gone. So like having that dinner where I was just like, tell me this, tell me that, whatever. So like that was amazing. The next morning was honestly yet another dream come true. Waking up in the plaza, watching Home Alone 2 on the TV, which is what I always wanted to do because Home Alone 2 is filmed at the plaza. It's literally the whole point of the movie. It's in New York. So I've always loved the plaza. I mean, even since then, since Eloise, like all those Christmas movies, you know, that take place at the plaza. So we watched that when we woke up and we had breakfast in bed. Room service, breakfast in bed. Is there anything better than that? We actually just had this conversation. Now keep in mind, his whole thing was planned before we just had this conversation. So he knew what we were going to do. I had no idea that this was happening, but we were talking about room service, going away and having room service. He was saying, like, if I'm on vacation, I want to go out and experience where I am. I don't want to stay in the hotel room. And I was saying, there's literally nothing better than room service. If you're staying in a hotel, don't you want to like appreciate that room? Don't you want to like lay in the bed? Like, I've never been the type of person who's like, oh, the hotel doesn't matter because we're only going to be there to sleep. We're only going to be there to sleep and change. It's like, we're going to be there to sleep. Let's make sure that it is the best sleep of my freaking life. If I'm going to be somewhere to sleep and change, I want it to feel like a bed I never want to get out of. I want there to be a good mirror to get ready in. Like, I want it to be a good, like, I don't know. I've never related to that. I never even liked traveling with people like that because those are the people who will, you know, skimp out on where you're staying. And my hotel bed is, I treat it like it's my own bed. Like, I love a hotel. So I was telling him, like, I obviously, yes, like, you go somewhere, you want to experience the restaurants and whatnot. But at least one night, you got to stay in and do, you know, room service and just chill in that bed and watch movies and raw. And then you wake up in the morning and you have breakfast in bed. So we just had this conversation. Mind you, he knew in his head that we were literally about to be having breakfast in bed at the plot, like, unreal. So even though he was like telling me no, but I think that was all part of the ploy. I think that was part of the plan. And then after all that, his family had my family over. It could not have worked out more perfectly. It was the most short notice engagement party of all time. And every single person, both sides of our families, was available. Like, it's hard to even make plans with people weeks in advance because everyone's schedules are already jam-packed, let alone half a day. Like finding out the night before or like the morning of, like, hey, are you guys available tonight? Like, it just couldn't have gone better. So my lovely mother-in-law got me this little she said yes sign. She had oh my god, the cutest decorations. All like, it was like, it looked like this. It was all like part of a set, like the napkins, the cups, the plates, everything, all balloons. The balloons won't fit in the camera, but she got me like all the most beautiful balloons, big ring balloon, like everything. The house was just decorated so freaking cute. And so and my father-in-law, they had everybody go to their house. So it was like, you know, both of our immediate families, we didn't do anything extended. It wasn't like second and third cousins or like, you know, extra people. There's so many people that we love in our lives and our friends and all that, but we just kept it to like the most immediate family that we, you know, are biologically, I mean, blood type closest to, but then also emotionally closest to, the people that we like have those sort of relationships with. Literally just like that. That was it. And we did decide that we're going to leave that as like, that was a perfect little engagement party. We don't want to have an engagement party. We're not going to plan something. It's just a second wedding at this point, and it prolongs the process of getting married. To plan a whole engagement party, and then how do you leave people out? You got to invite everybody. Like, if you're not going to do just that tiny little immediate family like we did the other day, which was like, what, 15 people or less? If you're not going to do just that, then you start expanding, and then it's more people. Then you got to have everybody. And then it literally turns into a whole second, like, big party, which requires planning and DJ and all that kind of stuff, you know? So we both are totally aligned and on the same page that we are not gonna, you know, have an engagement party. We just had that little party, you know, not party, it was more like a dinner, but little celebration, you know, that night. And then that was it. Actually, as I'm recording this, that was yesterday. So right now, as I'm recording this, is Monday, December 16th. And I'm not putting any of this out until December 23rd. So I'm going to be holding on to this for a long time. We got engaged the 14th. Our little like dinner celebration was on the 15th. And now I'm recording. I recorded some TikToks. I'm making, you know, the podcast. Like, I'm getting this stuff done now. Well, starters, like I said, I have to give the ring back because of the sizing and I wanted it in my podcast. So that's why I'm doing that now in the TikToks. But also that photographer did have, you know, professional photos, obviously, and we're not going to have them right now. So we don't want to, we took so many nice pictures on the phone and whatever, but he went out of his way to hire a photographer of that moment. So those pictures are so special and raw and real. Like, you literally see the mascara running down my face in those pictures. It just captured the moment so naturally and perfectly. So we don't want to like share our own pictures and it's like, hey, by the way, we got engaged. And then like a week later when the photos are done being edited, be like, oh, and then also here are like the actual pictures of that moment, you know? So we're just going to wait until we have the actual pictures, you know, the professional ones from the photographer. Then we'll post those and then all the other content will come out. Everything will come out at the same time. So you're not going to be hearing this until nine, almost 10 days since the engagement. So I will be just floating on cloud nine by myself with just my closest friends and family until then. And it's also like, I think I've made it pretty clear that it's just such an overwhelming thing to already experience. So like, I'm still coming down from that. Actually, I have not come down. I can't even say that. I'm yet to come down from that high. When I, you know, today I was like going through like the gifts everybody got and opening everything. So it's like every day right now, I think there's a little bit of something that's like, you're still processing. I can't even imagine on top of it having 700 DMs and notifications and comments. Like, so it's better if I just like take this week to process and then, you know, put it all out there. Although it, of course, will be hard because I just want everyone to know, like I want to tell everyone. But yeah. And speaking of the photographer, because I talked about it, but I didn't like give any details. I think it's just like, I just think it's the cutest thing that he did that research and like found a photo, like this like hidden photographer type thing, because my boy, I almost called him my boyfriend, my fiance, is not on TikTok. So it'd be one thing if he was like a TikToker and like saw other people doing that. But he doesn't, he does not. He only ever sees TikToks because I send them to him. But he, yeah, so he's not like big on social media. He doesn't see TikTok. So like, I don't know what he would know is like what to do, like trendy and like these hidden photographer things that are like relatively new from what I know. Like I never heard of it way back when. I do see it online now. But he was like, I said to him, I was like, how did you even come up? Like, what? How did you even find him? And he was like, I just Googled. I was like, wait, did you see this guy somewhere? Did someone refer him to you? Like talking about the photographer, like, well, how did this even come to fruition? He was like, no, I was just like doing research and Googling and looking for like Central Park photography and whatever. He's like, and I just like found this guy like organically through Google and whatever. They talked and planned it. So cute. He was like showing me their text from the day of, and this little sneak sent him a picture of me from behind. You know, my fiance sent the photographer a picture of me from behind to so that he knew what I looked like. He sent him a picture of himself to show what he looked like, and the photographer sent a picture of himself, and he sent a picture where he was standing. So like when we were walking into the park, he would know exactly who he is, not only what he looks like, but exactly where he's standing in this exact spot. Better my man than me, because I am so directionally challenged. I live and breathe by GPS. My man does not use GPS. He can get around any city in the world, any country, nothing. We traveled to Italy. He's like, oh yeah, it's down this block. I'm like, how the fuck do you remember that? Oh, I saw it when we were in the car. You saw something when we were in the car and now we're on foot and you know which block to turn on. I don't even understand that. So like, he is the most directionally, like, I don't even know, talented person I've ever met in my life. And so he just has a really, really good memory in those details and whatnot. So like, and he wasn't checking his phone. He wasn't nervous. I mean, he was nervous when he asked, like he, you know, it hits you in that moment. But leading up to it, he was not acting weird. He wasn't checking his phone, like double checking the guy's location and double checking his outfit. Like, I don't, it's not that he has a photographic memory, but I kind of feel like he has a little like version of that because he saw that guy's outfit once and he saw where the guy was going to stand once. And it's like, okay, I know exactly where to go in Central Park. And that was without hesitation. He just walked right up to the guy. I was like, hey, can you take a picture of us? Never in my life would I have thought anything because he was so smooth, so natural. And I just thought it was the cutest thing that he like came up with, you know, he did his research and was like, oh, I'll get someone and do like a hidden photographer. Like, so creative. But yeah, I think the moral of the story with all, everything that I shared is just how important I could not possibly stress enough to not settle, to never, ever, ever fucking settle. I feel like I'm going to get emotional talking about it, but I just like, this is every single thing that I waited for so long. Like anyone who knows me knows that like, I could not have drew up a more perfect person for me. Like I would weed out guys left and right. I wouldn't even give a second chance. I wouldn't even look at someone in their direction again if they just didn't get it right. Like and then I met him and it was like he could not have done things better 100% of the time. I never had to tell him like, do it this way, not that way. Like he just got it and he got it right. And he did it every single time without me ever having to ask. And we were just always on the same page and we wanted the same things. And we just were a perfect match from the beginning. And that was all I could have ever asked for, was someone who had high standards just like me. Somebody who held themselves to high standards just like I did. Somebody who valued the same type of relationship dynamic that I wanted. Like, I cannot stress enough what it feels like to be loved by somebody that just knows you and knows your soul and would go above and beyond and exceed your wildest expectations to make you happy. Like I said, like I wouldn't be surprised if when this all comes out or whatever, that there would be people gossiping like, she must have planned all of that. Because that's how much it was me coded. Like, that's how much, like, it is everything that I would plan for myself if I could. But, like, there, that's your proof. Like, right there, like, to never, ever, ever settle. There is the exact thing that the message I'm trying to get across at all times. If someone thinks that I planned my own engagement, that's the point right there. Because that's how perfect he did it. Like, I don't know. Like, it's hard to fully put it into words because it's like a feeling that it's just a feeling that like you can only pray about and pray and pray to become your reality. And then when it finally does, it's like, oh, wait, like this is real. But the thing is like, you might like this is going to sound so back and forth because like on one end, it's like, wait, you get so confused. Like, wait, this is real. Like this is real life. Like this is really my life. Like someone actually loves me like this. Like this is actually happening for me. Like I don't have to beg for this. I don't have to ask for this. Like someone can just want to do this for me and with me. Like someone actually wants to just fully marry me and be with me for the rest of my life. I feel that way. But then at the same time, I also never, ever, ever doubted it for a second. Like you would think that when you have that feeling of like, oh shit, like this is actually real. Like I can't even process this. Like I'm so confused that it would come with like insecurity and doubt and like it would come with self-sabotage and it would come with pulling away and like I'm going to get hurt, like having those fears. I just never had those fears. And that should tell you everything that you need to know, that if you have those fears and if you can't feel 100% secure and you can't You're just not 100% sure. And you have these red flags going up, or your intuition, your gut feeling is telling you, turn around, like, this is not going to be good for you. Like, back out of the situation, like, leave the situation. Like, if you feel that way, like, you have to leave. You can't feel like that forever. The fact that I never felt like that with him, not once, is just, that's a dream come true. Forget the ring, forget the engagement, forget the plaza, forget the afternoon tea, forget all those details. Those are all just things, right? The feelings are the most important part of everything. You could give me this beautiful diamond ring. You could book the suite at the plaza. You could pick every single final fucking detail that I've prayed about and dreamt about. But if I did not feel 1,000,000,000% certain that it was me and you and we were meant to be, none of it would matter. It all matters to me now because of how appreciative I am of it. But if I didn't like feel that way toward him, I don't even think I'd be able to appreciate all of it. I'd be like, yeah, all this is nice, but it's not from the guy that like of my dreams. It's not from the guy that I feel like I should be with. You know what? I don't know if it was one of the last episodes. At some point, I just did a Dear Victoria submission on like a recent episode. And it was a girl who said she just got engaged. And she's like, he's perfect. He's great. Like, he provides for me. He takes me on vacation. He takes me out to dinner. He pays the rent. I don't even make good money. He does all these things. But I just have a gut feeling. Like, I feel like I don't want to marry him. I feel like we shouldn't get married. Like, she was saying all that stuff. And it's like, everything else goes out the window then. What does all of that other stuff matter if you don't feel 100% happy and 100% certain? Like, that to me, that's like, it's like an internal jail, you know? You're like locked up. It's like, I just want to be free. I want to feel good. I want to get out of this situation. Like, I just, you know, like I would feel like I'm in my own personal hell if I was in a relationship that I just like couldn't like feel like truly in love with. Like, and I, you know, I always bring up my then boyfriend, my now fiance. I always bring him up and like I bring up my relationship and like I say, you know, little things, but I really like to keep like for the most part, the majority of the relationship to be private, like the things that matter, the personal stuff, you know, like, so I don't really get too sappy on here and I don't really like talk about details and like all of that, you know, sort of stuff. Because for me, it's like, you got to keep that stuff private. You got to keep your relationship offline. I'm able to talk about, you know, as much as I feel comfortable with, but for the most part, I keep all of these things, you know, offline. And so in this episode, like, I feel like I can't stress enough, like, how in love I am and how loved I feel. And I know it sounds so, like, sappy and corny, but, like, that's what you want. That's what you want to feel. Forget everything else, whatever else he's done for me and all that. Like, it's not one size fits all. Not everyone values the same stuff. Not everyone cares about the same stuff. And you could be so in love with someone and you could be so loved by someone who does something completely different. That's perfectly fine. What my hope is for the girls is just that no one ever settles and you find someone who has undeniable leadership the way I did. I found someone whose leadership is so undeniable. I would follow this man blindly. You could put a blindfold on me and put me on a freaking leash and he'll walk. And I would follow him because I would know for a fact that where he's leading me is in the right direction. I don't even need to see where I'm going. If he's leading, I will follow. No questions asked. He knows what to do, when to do it, how to do it, where to do it. Again, this is a guy who doesn't even need freaking GPS. That's how I would follow him anywhere with no map, no GPS, nothing. I trust his judgment. I trust in him in general. I would trust him with my life. I would trust him with my life. That's the point. He has proven time and time again that I don't have to be in my masculine. I don't have to be a control freak because that's just my natural born way. I got it. I'll do it myself. it's better if I do it, you know, on my own because no one ever does it right. If I let you do it, it's going to get messed up. Like, let me just do it. Like, I don't have to be that. I get to just receive. I don't even have to lift a freaking finger. And he'll just know what I like. And he'll do it right. No questions asked. I don't even have to. I just have to show up. That's it. I mean, I'm not saying this in a way that's like, I don't do anything in my relationship. Trust me, I take care of him and I'm so looking forward to taking care of him for the rest of my life. Like I really am. I would do anything and everything for him. So I don't mean it in that way. I'm just referring to that leadership of being able to surrender and just like, I get to be in my feminine energy. I know that I have a strong masculine present that got it under control and gets shit done. And I get to just look at him with so much like respect and admiration and just like, I couldn't possibly love you more. I didn't think I could love him more than I already did. And then he gave me this and my heart grew 10 times bigger. And now there's just even more room for even more love. And I fell even more in love. And I'm sure I'll fall even more in love after we get married and have kids. And they always say that, like, wait till you see him with your children. Like, then you'll love him way more. So I'm just looking forward to all of those things that are to come. But yeah, this is like, I feel like this is like my happy ending, you know? It's not anything like an ending. It's only the beginning. It's only getting started from here. But it's like you girls have been reading this book of my life for a long time. These are the things that I've always talked about being on my vision boards. These are the things that I always talked about with my prayers and my notes app. And I shared the prayer of making space and leaving space. And these are the things that I just always said I was hoping and praying for and manifesting and all the TikTok content of all the dates. And I went through this and I got that. Like, I, you girls witnessed me like grow up and become like the best version of myself. I thought from then that I was already the best version of myself. And I think to a degree, yeah, because I think there's always like seasons and versions and we're always different. But like this new like era that I've been in for quite a bit now, like, is the happiest that I've been. So even though in the past I did so much work on myself and I was so happy with myself and like the work that I've done and the progress that I made and like who I was, I still just always felt like a little incomplete. Like I still always felt like something was missing. No matter how much I was like, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. It was just a feeling in my heart. Like I couldn't make that go away. I would love to have, but I couldn't. And like that little hole like has just totally been filled, and it's just the puzzle has been completed, and I really feel so whole, and I really feel so like just over the moon and so happy. So this is like, for me, he's made me a better woman, honestly, and I think that I make him a better man. And I think that's what relationships are and should be. You make each other better. You make each other better for yourselves, but also for each other. I want to be the best version of me for me, but also for him. And he feels the same way. You know, like you want to be whole and good and solid and happy on your own and for your partner. And I think that's extremely, extremely important. So yeah, I feel like I don't even have anything else to say because I'm just overwhelmed. Maybe in my next episode, I'll have more like advice and wisdom on this topic. But right now, I think I'm just soaking it all in and just really trying to be present in the moment with my feelings. And I can't even think on like a wider scale or a bigger spectrum. I'm just like right here in this moment of what just happened. But this was the last episode of 2024. What a fucking iconic way to close out the year. I mean, last episode, biggest announcement I've ever made in my entire life. And now it's time for winter break. And then I'll be back in January. So I hope everybody has an amazing holiday. I'm so excited for Christmas. This is going to be the best Christmas of my life thus far. So we have Christmas, to look forward to. And then we go away for New Year's. We went last year. So this is the second time that, well, he always goes with his family, but this is my second time going. So our second time going together. First time we went as boyfriend and girlfriend. This time we're going as fiancés. I'm excited to just like be on vacation as fiancés. Like that's going to be so much fun. So we'll be in Turks for New Year's. And then after the New Year, I'll be back with new content, new episodes, new era, new energy. And oh my God, I can't wait for 2025. Again, I'm sorry. I'm speechless. This might be an annoying episode to listen to. My brain is fried, I think, at this point. But I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I cannot wait to talk with you all in 2025. I am so looking forward to it. And I just wanted to also say that I love you girls so much and appreciate you all being here, being a part of this journey with me, being along for the ride, and like just always showing your support and saying like you're so proud and this and that. Like I can't express it enough, like how grateful I am to have this community of girls. Like I genuinely love you girls as if you're my friends in real life. So not to mention, also, hold on real quick before I go, not to mention we were set up by one of my followers. Like I didn't even mention that in this episode. I'll talk about that maybe in the next episode in a little bit more detail. Somebody remind me. But yeah, we didn't meet on a dating app. We didn't meet because we knew each other. We met because his friend was following me on social media and reached out and set us up. So talk about loving my followers, loving my community. One of you found me my husband. One of you literally hand delivered me a husband, okay? But yeah, that's everything. I'll wrap this up now. Just wanted to say that I love you girls one more time. And I can't believe that we are closing out 2024 like this. So that is all that we have for today. Thank you girls so much for listening. Until next time, girls.